Talk Talk English, Stage 8, Textbook CD. Make friends. Guy. Hang out. Listen to the reading.
Danny is from Australia. He has recently moved to New York. He has been living in New York for 6 months. He's worried that he hasn't made many friends. He has a few friends, but he wants to make friends with other guys that he can play sports and hang out with.
Depressed. At the moment. Lonely. Sense of humour. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hey, Danny. I'm fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm a little depressed at the moment.
Really? Why?
It's because I don't have many friends. I'm getting lonely.
That's too bad. What kind of people do you usually get along with?
I usually get along with people who are funny and easygoing. I don't usually get on with people who don't have a sense of humour.
Well, I think you'd get along well with my husband, Bob. I'll introduce you to him.
Really? Great. Thanks, Sarah.
Vocab Blast. Listen and repeat. Impolite. Polite. Mean. Nasty. Aggressive. Easygoing. Honest. Dishonest. Friendly. Unfriendly. Generous. Rude. Shy. Outgoing. Hard-working. Funny. Talkative. Lazy. Kind. Independent. Cool. Bright. Motivated. Fussy. Reliable. Sensitive. Thoughtful. Loyal. Trustworthy. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Tim, what kind of people do you get on with?
That's a difficult question, Ken. I like lots of different kinds of people. I really like people who are honest and kind.
And what kind of people don't you like?
I don't like people who are mean and impolite. How about you, Ken?
I like people who are motivated and independent. I really don't like people who are lazy, impolite, and unfriendly.
Pool. That's a shame. Win. Danny and Bob have met for a game of pool. Listen to the dialogue.
So, Danny, how long have you been living in New York?
I've been living here for 6 months.
What have you been doing lately?
I've been staying home a lot. I've been reading a lot of books and watching TV.
That's a shame. New York is a difficult place to make friends.
Yes, it is. What kind of people do you like, Bob?
I like people who are bad at playing pool, because then I win every time.
Glad. Danny is having lunch with Sarah. Listen to the dialogue.
So, what did you do with Bob?
We went and played pool on Saturday night.
What did you think of him?
We had fun together. He's a really nice guy.
I think so too. I'm glad that you're getting along well.
Yes, we're going to play pool again tomorrow. He's going to teach me how to play because I'm not very good.
That's nice of him.
Review. Answer the questions. How long have you been living in this city? What have you been doing lately? What kind of people do you like? What kind of people do you hate? What kind of people do you enjoy working with? Would you like to marry someone who is lazy? Would you like to share an apartment with a person who smokes? Dictation 1. I've been living in this city since 2006. I'm a journalist. I work for the Daily Post newspaper. I've been working there for about 2 years. I'm friendly and easygoing. I like people who are funny and open-minded. I usually get along with people who have a good sense of humour. I don't usually get along with people that are selfish and rude. I love hanging out with my friends and playing pool. Section 2. Date. Ask out. Nightclub. Neighbor. Pretty. Brave. Danny is talking to his friend Bob. Listen to the dialogue.
So, Danny, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't. But I want to meet someone. What's a good way to meet a girl here in New York?
Well, I think it might be a good idea to use a dating website.
A dating website? What's that?
It's a website that helps people to find a girlfriend or boyfriend.
I don't want to meet a girl over the internet.
Have you thought about going to a nightclub?
I don't really like going to nightclubs. My neighbour is really pretty, and she seems very friendly and funny.
Then why don't you ask her out on a date?
I want to, but I'm too shy.
You have to be brave if you want to find a girlfriend in this city.
Okay, I'll try.
Listen to Danny giving Pierre some advice.
I want to make friends with more people. I'm lonely.
Why don't you join some clubs? Or have you thought about taking up a new hobby?
I don't really want to meet people like that.
Then it might be a good idea to use the internet to meet people.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Thanks, Danny.
Lift. Elevator. Wonder. Fantastic. Danny meets his neighbour, Helen, in the lift. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Danny.
Helen, there's a new restaurant opening this weekend.
Yes, I heard about that. It's a Japanese restaurant, I think.
Yes, it is. I was wondering if you'd like to go there with me on Saturday night.
That would be great. I love Japanese food.
Really? Fantastic.
So, what time do you want to go?
How about 8 o'clock?
Okay, see you then.
Gorgeous. Smart. Let's go. It's 8 o'clock on Saturday evening. Danny and Helen meet outside their apartments.
Hi, Helen. You look gorgeous.
Thanks, Danny. You look very smart too.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, let's go.
It's quite far, so let's take a taxi.
Originally. Grow up. Danny and Helen are having dinner in the Japanese restaurant.
So tell me about yourself, Helen.
What would you like to know?
How long have you been living in New York?
I've been living here for 2 years.
Where are you from, originally?
I was born in England. I grew up in London.
Why did you move to New York?
I came here for work.
How do you like New York?
I absolutely love it here.
So do I.
Baseball. Support. Fan. In common. It's later in the evening. Danny and Helen are enjoying a bottle of wine after dinner.
So, Helen, what do you like doing in your free time?
I love reading and watching old movies.
Really? So do I. What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading Gone with the Wind. Have you read it?
No, I haven't, but I've got the movie on DVD. Would you like to come over and watch it with me one day?
Sure, that sounds like fun. Do you have any other hobbies?
Yes, I like to go to baseball games.
Really? So do I. Which team do you support?
I'm a New York Yankees fan.
So am I. We have so much in common. Let's have another bottle of wine.
Review. Answer the questions. What's a good way to meet someone in this city? What's the best way to make friends in this city? What do you like doing in your free time? Do you enjoy watching old movies? Do you have any other hobbies? What do you and your best friend have in common? Dictation 2. The best way to meet a girl is to use the internet. Another good way to meet people is by going to nightclubs. I'd like to meet a girl who likes watching baseball games and old movies. It might be a good idea to join a baseball club. Have you thought about asking your neighbor out on a date? She's gorgeous. Helen is from London originally. She grew up there. Danny and Helen have a lot in common. Section 3. Cramped. Spacious. Room. Dingy. Basement. Upstairs. Listen to the dialogue.
I really want to find a new apartment.
Really? Why?
Because I don't like my current apartment. It's too cramped.
Yes, it's not spacious enough. There isn't enough room for all your stuff.
Also, it's too dingy. There isn't enough light in the apartment during the day.
That's because you live in a basement apartment.
And the neighbours upstairs are too noisy.
Okay, let's find a new apartment for you.
Great. Will you help me?
Of course I will.
Listen to the reading.
Danny doesn't like his current apartment, so he needs to meet with a real estate agent. Real estate agents help people to search for apartments, houses, or office space. Danny needs to describe to the real estate agent what kind of apartment he wants.
Keen. As soon as possible. Look for. Floor. Downtown. Suburbs. Convenient. Available. Danny is talking to the real estate agent, Tom.
Thanks for meeting with me. I'm very keen to move as soon as possible.
No problem. What kind of apartment are you looking for?
Well, my current apartment is too cramped and dingy.
Is it a basement apartment?
Yes, it is. I'd like to live in an apartment which is on a higher floor.
Okay. How many bedrooms would you like?
I'd really like an apartment that has two bedrooms.
Would you like an apartment downtown or a house that is in the suburbs?
I'd really like an apartment which is convenient for shopping and transportation.
Okay, let's have a look at what's available.
High rise. Excellent. Decorate. Paint. Listen to the dialogue.
Tom, the real estate agent, has found a great apartment for me.
That's great news. What's it like?
It's in a high-rise downtown. It's convenient for shopping and it's close to the subway.
Excellent. Is it spacious enough?
Yes. It has two bedrooms and a large living room.
Does it have a garden?
No. It's on the 10th floor, but it has a large balcony.
Is it furnished?
No. It's unfurnished and it needs decorating.
Great. I love decorating.
Good, because the bedroom and the kitchen both need to be painted.
Listen to the reading.
Danny is renting an unfurnished apartment, so he needs to decorate it. He wants to buy new furniture and paint the walls himself. The landlord needs to get the windows repaired and have some carpets put in.
Review. Answer the questions. What is your house or apartment like? What kind of house or apartment would you like to live in? What do you think is the best way to find a new apartment? What chores do you do yourself? What chores do you usually get done? Dictation 3. Danny wants to move into a new apartment. His current apartment is too cramped. It isn't spacious enough. It's a basement apartment, so it's very dingy. He wants to live in an apartment which is bright. My home is very convenient for stores and public transport, but it's too dangerous. I'd like to live in a neighbourhood that is safe. Danny's apartment is unfurnished, so he needs to buy some furniture. The kitchen needs to be painted. Danny is not going to get the kitchen painted. He's going to paint it himself. Section 4. Listen to the reading.
Danny doesn't like his current job. He has been looking for a new job for 6 weeks. He's searching for a job in newspapers and on the internet. He wants to find a job that pays well and is challenging and rewarding.
Accounting firm. Advertisement. Perfect. Receptionist. Certified. Qualification. Qualified. Application form. Form. Attached. Danny has found a job in the newspaper that seems perfect for him. It's a job in an accounting firm. The job pays well and sounds interesting. Now, Danny is going to call for more information. Listen to the dialogue.
Good morning, Davis and Green. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling about the job advertisement in the newspaper.
Okay. Do you have any experience or qualifications as an accountant?
Yes, I'm qualified. I'm a certified accountant and I have worked as an accountant for 6 years.
Okay, good. I'll send you an application form. Please send back the completed application form with your resume attached.
Listen to the reading.
Danny is writing his resume. First, he's going to write about his education. Danny has a bachelor's degree in accounting from the University of Sydney. He graduated in 2001. He got high marks in school.
Listen to the reading.
Now, Danny is writing about his work experience. He worked at Miller & Gold, a small accounting firm, for 6 years. He was responsible for taking care of clients' accounts. For the last 2 years, Danny was the senior accountant. He was responsible for training and supervising junior accountants.
Listen to the reading.
Now, Danny is writing about his personal qualities. Danny is hardworking and ambitious. He's also a competent, responsible, and organized person. He's also very creative.
Invitation. Managing Director. Account Manager. Experience. Reputation. Qualify. Benefit. Danny sent his resume and his application form to Davison Green. 2 days later, he received an invitation for a job interview with the managing director of Davis & Green, Mr. Davis. Good morning. You're Danny Johnson, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Nice to meet you. My name is Ronald Davis. I'm the managing director here at Davis & Green. Sit down, please.
Okay, thanks.
So, you're applying for the position of account manager, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
And you're a certified accountant, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I qualified as an accountant 6 years ago.
Excellent. And do you have any experience?
Yes, I have 6 years' experience as an accountant.
Good. So, why do you want to come and work here at Davis & Green?
Because Davis & Green has an excellent reputation.
What qualities do you have that would benefit our firm?
I'm hardworking and ambitious.
Okay, that's very good. Review. Answer the questions. What do you do? Is your job challenging? What job do you think is rewarding? Do you think being a doctor is interesting? What qualifications do you have? What experience do you have? What qualities do you have? Dictation 4. I don't think that I would enjoy being a surgeon. Working in a hospital is very challenging. Being a teacher must be rewarding. I've applied for a job as an accountant. I saw the advertisement on the internet. I sent my application form with my resume attached. I think I have the right qualities for the job. I have the right qualifications and experience, and I'm ambitious and hardworking. I'd like to work for a company that has a good reputation. It's important, isn't it? Listen to the reading.
Now, Danny has been working at Davis & Green for nearly 6 months. He's very happy and satisfied there. He works with 7 colleagues in the same office and he has a good relationship with each person. He also gets along well with his boss, Mr. Davis, who is a firm but fair manager.
Listen to the reading.
Mr. Davis calls Danny into his office to review his performance. Mr. Davis is happy with Danny's performance in his first 6 months. So he promotes Danny to work with their largest client, Smith and Jones.
Listen to the reading.
Danny has a new colleague, Steve. Steve is the manager of the Smith and Jones account, and he has been working at Davis and Green for 15 years. Steve had been working alone on the Smith and Jones account before Danny came to work with him. Steve doesn't want any help. Steve thinks that Danny will slow him down and get in the way.
Obviously. Talk down to someone. Report. Successful. Now, Danny and Steve have been working together for a week. Steve obviously doesn't like working with Danny, and he often talks down to him. Listen to the dialogue. Danny, where's that report I asked you to write?
It's nearly ready. I just need another hour. Maybe two.
What? I wanted that report on my desk at 5 o'clock yesterday.
I know, but I've had other work to do. I'm sorry. I'll finish it as quickly as possible.
That's not good enough. You need to work harder and faster if you want to be successful here.
I am working hard. I stayed until 8 o'clock last night. And 9 o'clock on Monday.
Well, maybe you need to work until 10 o'clock. Review. Answer the questions. Do you get along well with all your colleagues? Do you have a good relationship with your boss? What is your boss like? What qualities does a good manager need to have? What kind of person are you? Dictation 5. Danny gets along well with his managing director. He is firm but fair. A good manager should be patient and understanding. Danny was promoted because he had been working hard. Steve obviously doesn't enjoy working with Danny. He often talks down to him. Steve thinks that Danny is slowing him down and getting in the way. Danny is not satisfied in his new position. Section 6. Normal. Yell. Honestly. Quit. Get ahead. Rest of your life. Guess. Life. Dream. Goal. Danny is talking to Helen about his situation at work.
How was work today?
It was normal. Steve yelled at me again for not finishing something on time.
Do you honestly enjoy your job, Danny?
No, I'm not really satisfied at work anymore.
If you're so unhappy, maybe you should quit.
I can't quit my job. I'm trying to get ahead in my career.
Do you really want to work at Davis and Green for the rest of your life?
No, I guess not.
You need a plan for your life, Danny. Don't you have any dreams or goals?
So what do you think I should do?
It's your life. You can do anything you want. Have you thought about changing careers or starting your own business?
Being an accountant is the only thing I know how to do.
Maybe you could move to a bigger accounting firm. There might be more opportunities to get ahead in a bigger firm.
That's possible.
Or you could go back to university. If you really want to get ahead in your career, maybe you should get a master's degree.
That's a good idea.
Listen to the dialogue.
That's enough about me. What are your plans?
I don't know. I'll probably still be working in the same job in 5 years.
Do you think you'll still be living in New York in 10 years?
Probably. I hope I'll be taking care of my kids in 10 years.
I hope you'll be taking care of our kids in 10 years' time.
I hope so too. Okay, I have to go and meet my parents for dinner.
Have fun. I'll call you later.
Okay, but not between 8 and 9 o'clock, because we'll be eating.
Propose. Marry. Within. Danny and Helen are having a romantic meal together.
What are our goals for this year?
Well, I want to buy a new car within 6 months.
I'm planning to go back to university by the end of the year.
Good for you. I'd like to find a new job by the time I'm 30.
Yes, and I'd like to get married by the end of the year.
Really? Are you proposing to me, Danny?
Yes, I am. Will you marry me, Helen?
Oh, Danny, yes, I will.
Review. Answer the questions. What are your plans for the future? Where do you think you will be living in 10 years? What do you hope to do within 3 years? What do you think you will do by the end of the year? Do you think you will still be living here next year? Dictation 6. Danny hopes that he will be working in a different company by the end of the year. Helen wants to buy a new apartment within 6 months. My sister will be living in America by this time next year. I think I'll retire in a couple of years. I'm going to take my wife out for a romantic meal tonight. I honestly hate my job. I think I'll quit very soon.